Hey everybody, in today's video, I want to teach you everything you need to know about restaurant marketing in three simple steps.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
My name's Ryan Gronfen. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And like I said earlier today, I want to teach you everything you need to know about restaurant marketing in three steps. We sometimes overcomplicate marketing. We think of it as this huge thing, and I've got right here on this piece of paper the three things that you need to remember all the time about restaurant marketing. It's actually quite simple. It's so simple that we can break it down into three steps. So let's get right into this. Today, I want to share with you what that first step is. You have to create something worth marketing that people will actually benefit from. So often, we think that what our restaurant needs is more marketing, that if we had more butts in our seats because of more coupons, more advertising, more Facebook, more word of mouth, more partnerships, whatever it was, that's what's missing in our restaurant. That's why we don't have the butts in our seats. But the reality is, you probably haven't created something worth marketing. You haven't created something that's benefiting the community. You haven't created something that is extremely valuable to your customers. Something extraordinary, something distinct, something different, something special, something unique, something that people cannot live without. All the marketing in the world cannot replace the fundamental cores of your business. If your restaurant is not extraordinary, if it's not amazing, if it's not unique, if it's not distinct, all the marketing in the world can do nothing about that. So the first step is create something amazing, create something worth marketing, and design it in a way that it's providing a benefit to your customers that they're looking for. The second step is to simply tell everybody about it. Don't worry so much about how to get your message out there, about making sure it's perfect. Don't worry so much about the newest technology, email marketing, Facebook marketing. What's the best thing? What's the best bang for your buck? You know, the best marketing that my wife and I ever did when we were running that higher end wine market and bistro was we told everybody about what we were doing. If we were at a party, we talked about it. If we were at the grocery store, we talked about it. We handed out business cards. We handed out gift cards. We told everybody about what we were doing. We were passionate about it. We were excited about it. We were exuberant about it. We did not hold back because we knew what we were doing was great. It was special. It was unique and we loved it. And we just stood on mountaintops and screamed it for the whole world. So don't worry so much about the specifics of marketing. Just get the message out there. And then the third step, which is so often overlooked, I want to read it exactly word for word off of this piece of paper so I don't mess this up for you, is that you have to do the hard work by showing up regularly, consistently, and generously for years and years and years. The best way to sum this up is a quote from Monty Moran, who is the COO of Chipotle, and he says, "The best marketing we do is the experience a customer or guest gets when visiting our restaurant." Remember, folks, marketing is not just putting the message out there and telling the world. Marketing is everything you do to attract and keep a customer. So once you've told the whole world about this amazing, unique thing that's so valuable to your guests and you've gotten them in your restaurant, you gotta do the hard work. You gotta operate an amazing restaurant with great service, with great staff, with consistency, with excellence, with service in mind, with everything that you do. If you're not nailing the operations, then all the marketing in the world doesn't matter. I hope you enjoyed this video and I look forward to seeing you again next week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.